Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where are you at, Clint? The Texans will win if what happens?
I'm going to go back to the well with Nico Collins, and not because I love Nico as much as I do, but simply because I believe this defense is susceptible to the pass, and I believe that Nico's got to eat for this thing to happen. I just don't believe that we're going to see a steady dose of Noel getting in there, getting touched strategically.
This is a big Christian Kirk night.
Yeah, Kirk. I feel like everything's about to happen in rhythm. Within the progression, I feel like Nico is the one that, you know, at least we can expect some of the progressions to go his way. He's the one that I think if they do get singled up coverage, obviously Davis will go that direction. And I think the stars got to play big, and I think they do. I need 100 yards out of Nico Collins. I went there last week, thought I was going to get there, had a hot start, but he didn't quite get to 100. I'm gonna go back to the well. Nico Collins, 100 yards, Texans win.
So Nico Collins, that's the big thing for you in this game. A guy, Gene, got to play better, got to coach better. Got to look at the film and clean stuff up. Oh, you sound like you're talking like you're
Nico, like you're D'Amico at a press conference.
At a press conference. Text line coming through. The Texans will win if Nick Caley is not booty butt cheeks. Thank you for the description. I don't know that I would say it like that, but Davis Mills, Juice Scruggs, Blake Fisher, the rest of those guys, they are going to need some help from scheme and from the play caller to get them in situations where they can be successful. Davis Mills as well. When you have this many guys that are down on that side of the ball and this many important guys, it will be good if he can help put them in situations, all of them, in situations where they got a chance, right? Like, I don't think in the first game against Jacksonville he put Ariante Ursary consistently in a space where he can have a chance. And I think he's got to do that for Davis. There can't be a bunch of deep shots for Davis in this game. There can't be a bunch of I don't think they approached the way that Sean Payton was doing it last week to the Texans is the way to go. You know, leaving Blake Fisher on islands alone all the time. Like, I think he's got to also put them in the right position to do things. All right, that's from the text line. Text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. The Texans will win if. My thought on that one, Clint, is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If they don't help the Jags, I just find it impossible. Or not impossible, but I find it very hard for the Jags to win this game. Offensively, that's how they've lived when they played any decent teams, is they have lived on turnovers and getting help in certain ways, either in special teams, turnovers. And most of they had three turnovers in every game for the first three or four that they played this year, right? They were on a crazy pace that has slowed down. And that's why for Davis Mills, all of them, if they don't turn the football over, Clint, I honest to God, I could see 14 points being enough to win this game. Like it feels a lot like yesterday's game between – hopefully not as bad, but yesterday's game between Denver and the Raiders, very, very, very much a defensive battle and a low score, maybe not 10, but I mean, I think if the Texans somehow get two touchdowns, that is hard for me seeing Jacksonville scoring on this defense. So don't help them. Don't turn the ball over. Don't help them. By the way, the Texans, they have held six of their eight opponents to 17 or lower, right? And I think they could clearly do that. Again, our guy Jimmy from Boots for Troops says the Texans will win if they score more points than the Jags. Thanks, Jimmy. Good call there, man. Try to give me an opportunity, Jimmy, and you go in here and you want to have fun with it. You want to play around and have fun with it. All right, we'll give our predictions here in just a second. But, Tyler, let's get your best bets for the weekend. T-Mills' best bets he's had an up-and-down week. Last night was a bit of a down. Let's see what he could do to close out the week. By the way, if you miss any of these and you miss them any day, go to @TMillRealDeal to find out his picks. But what are your best bets tonight, Tyler?
Yeah, 2 for 5 was lame as hell, but I got 5 bets for you for the weekend. We've been doing it this way on Fridays for best bets. I got 5 bets all pertaining to the NFL. Week 10 around the NFL. Here are your 5 picks very quickly. Boys, you tell me if you love any of these. First, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line. They are hosting the Patriots. I got those odds at about minus 145. Next, I got the Miami Dolphins and some points. I really like this wager. It might be my favorite one. Dolphins plus 10 points, and they're hosting the Bills on Sunday. Great. Saints at Panthers. Over 39.5 points. That is a low number. I don't care who you are. That's a low number, and I think they'll eclipse that. Bryce Young's been playing a lot better lately. Panthers been winning some ball games. Saints-Panthers over 39.5. Then an under for you, the Atlanta Falcons, they're traveling to Indy to take on the Colts fresh off their first loss. Under 48.5 points between the Falcons and Colts. And lastly here, the Texans, the hometown squad, the Houston Texans. I took 1 point. I'd be good with a pick 'em. Texans plus 1 as they are hosting the Jags. On Sunday, let's go General Mills. Tell me you love
it. All right, I won't say the last one because we'll get our picks right here on the Texans and Jags. But the Falcons and Colts under. I feel like I get your thinking of going. Where is that game? Is that in Ireland? I know they're playing.
Oh, I'm not even sure.
Overseas.
I can't remember.
Well, then maybe that's not what you're thinking was. I was thinking like, hey, they get over there, maybe some jet lag, and maybe the scoring's not going up. I don't know, boy. That one's a little nervous me to touch because both of those teams can get it going offensively at times. The Falcons are a little less consistent, but both of those teams can get it going. I love the Bills and Dolphins. It's just weird that the Bills and the Dolphins play them well no matter how much of the tank they're in. They were right there in the fourth quarter in the last game. Now Tyreek Hill played, but they were right there in the fourth quarter in the last game. I like the Bucs and the Patriots. I would pick the Bucs too there. I like those first two. I don't know about the back ones.
Okay, I'll take that. Let's get to the money.
All right. Clint, let's go with you. Where are you at prediction-wise for this game? The Texans are – I think we got an understanding maybe where you are, where you've hinted all week. The Texans are 3-5. Got to have this game against Jacksonville with five starters out, including C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, Ed Ingram, and Kyahmi Fairbairn. Your thoughts, where you see this game going?
24-13 Texans.
Woo!
I got 24-13 Texans. Yep.
24-13. Sure. All right, 24-13. Clint's feeling good about it. All right, Tyler, last week, two weeks ago, I think, you picked against the Texans, and that may be the first one in show history, and you were right on it. Where do you see in this must-win game for the Texans?
Well, boys, General Mills is going to lead his crew to victory.
I know. Yeah, I knew.
In all seriousness, I do have the Texans winning this one on Sunday against the Jags 20-13. I think they finally start properly using Woody Marks. We see a lot more of him in the pass game and the run game. He goes for 122 yards rushing, two touchdowns. Texans win 20-13.
Woody Marks over 100 rushing.
That's right.
And two tud.
That's right.
Let's see if that's who Nick wants to use. All right, today. On Sunday, maybe we'll see. Nick Chubb had the foot injury, so hopefully for you, Woody Marks can get some more action. All right, you fellas both have the Texans winning. Listen, Jacksonville's 5-3. They got a weird win against the Raiders, but they do have a couple of really impressive wins. Went into San Francisco and won, beat the Chiefs at home on Monday Night Football. And they are currently in the playoffs. The Texans got to have this game. They beat them the first time in Jacksonville. Clint, I think this is a real low-scoring game. I think the Texans defense, we may see this as one of their best performances of the season. I'm also going to go with the Texans. It's a low-scoring game. I got it 13-6.
13-6.
Yeah, 13-6, man. 13-6.
I'll take a dub any way we can get it.
No, at this point, yeah, you just got to get a dub.
13-6. Is that two field goals from old buddy and one touchdown?
Yeah, two field goals, one touchdown.
Oh, I think thought that, three safeties.
No.
You could always go to mixed extra point if you really want to push the kicker off the cliff.
I got it there. I got it. Someone ticks in. I'm taking the Jags. Too many injuries. Someone else said. I'll take the Texans 28-17. All right. So, I think they win, and we come back. And as you said, Clint, they are they're back still alive. Still alive. They lose this one. We got to have different conversations on Monday and next week. All right. Again, shout out to everybody. Our engineer, Matt, kept keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. Our guy, Shay, promo staff, working very hard. Tyler, we appreciate you working very hard, keeping us going here at the station as well. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I know putting up with his ass on the basketball court in Baytown with that big old head he had running around there. A little bitty body with a big old head running around there. I know he was hell, but big shout out to you, Coach.
Just jacking up threes, bro.
Tyler.
Milner.
I bet he did.
You're a depth player. I need you to set screens, man, not shoot threes.
That's not why I'm out here. Free throws and threes, baby.
Bring on the Jaguars.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.